This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, and I mean with G-Code, when it's really sort of misleading, because if you go to G-Code, what you're going to find is everything at their website. You're going to, I need to get somebody on for 2017. We need to talk about all the stuff G-Code. I'm going to work on that for this week. You're going to take my word for it. Anyway, check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Anybody out there treat themselves to a new gun for Christmas? A lot of guns out there. Like, I know somebody got a 44 Magnum. And that's a pretty loud gun, by the way. Especially if you're shooting at an indoor range. And when you go to an indoor range, there's nothing quite like all that noise. And in a lot of cases, that will lead to a discussion about suppressors. Now, in a couple of European countries where they are legal, it is considered rude not to use one when you're firing a weapon around other people. And that makes sense. I don't own one, and I'm not going to go through any of the NFA stuff in order to buy one. But I have been around a few that have gone off. And they're much more pleasant to be around than their unsilenced counterparts. And thanks to the movies and to names like silencers, people tend to think that silencers make guns silent. They don't. What they do is they turn something so loud that it damages your ears into something so loud that it merely hurts them. When you shoot a suppressed weapon, unless it's a very low caliber gun or it's silencer or suppressor rather, is unusually large and effective, it's still prudent to wear hearing protection. Now, in some places, it's still impossible to get a pistol suppressor. See, in 1994, Congress passed the assault weapons ban, and it was an asinine, ineffectual law that banned certain aesthetic features of guns, such as pistol grips, and certain features of convenience, such as adjustable stocks. Had no impact on the lethality of a weapon. A weapon with a pistol grip can't kill you any deader than one without one, or than a car, for example. All the assault weapons ban did was cause a nuisance. And after Congress thankfully allowed the law to expire in 2004, Connecticut, for example, kept a version of it on its own books, as did many liberal states. Among the things that it makes illegal, and it's been expanded over the years, are threaded barrels, which you have to have in order to attach a suppressor to a weapon. So while suppressors are technically legal, you can't buy the weapon to which a suppressor can be attached unless it's a pre-ban gun and hasn't left Connecticut, in which case it's grandfathered in. That's harder to find than you might think. A pistol with a threaded barrel that was legal in Connecticut before the ban is still legal today. Such guns are highly sought after and now come with an enormous premium. Sort of like fully automatic weapons here in the United States all around. Calls to a few gun shops and looking around at the classifieds only turn up a handful of sale in the whole of those for in the whole state, each selling for a 300 to 400% markup over the same pistol post-ban. A new Glock 17 retails for $400 or $500. A threaded barrel costs another $100 or so. One pre-ban threaded Glock 17 for sale in Connecticut costs $1,600. And that was the only one for sale in the state when we were looking. An unsuppressed Glock 17 will register at just over 160 decibels. According to Purdue University, a jet takeoff at 25 yards registers at 150 decibels and will rupture your eardrums. This is why people generally wear hearing protection when they shoot guns. You know when people don't wear hearing protection while they shoot guns? You want to know what that when somebody breaks into their house and then they use your guns for self-defense. Trump should also support a congressional overturning of all state laws that would throw up arbitrary nuisance restrictions on gun ownership. A suppressor will bring a Glock 17 down to about 130 decibels, which is slightly louder than a pneumatic riveter, but still 10 decibels short of the threshold for permanent hearing damage. If you live in Connecticut and you have a whole lot of disposable income, you can exercise your right to self-defense and keep your hearing. If you don't, if you are, for example, poor and living in a high-crime neighborhood, Connecticut wants you to choose your ears or your life. How does that particular setup not infringe on the right to keep and bear arms? Fortunately, Donald Trump Jr. is looking into this. In September, he gave an interview to an American suppressor company called Silencer Co., in which he pointed out that when he shoots in Europe, the guns that he uses there are almost invariably suppressed. Said it's about safety. If you had noise levels in any other industries you have in shooting sports, OSHA would be all over the place. People would be going crazy. Suppressor regulations, he argued, are arbitrary policies enacted by people who don't know what they're talking about. Very sage observation. He suggested that his father will support legislation to ban suppressor bans, and everyone who likes being able to hear should be thankful if he does that. Trump should also support a congressional overturning of all state laws which throw up arbitrary nuisance restrictions on gun ownership, rules restricting barrel length, stock adjustability, firing rate, magazine capacity, all the stupid mandates of people who've never fired a gun and couldn't make a rational argument that these restrictions save lives if their own lives depended upon doing it. They should support a repeal of the asinine 1986 Federal Firearms Owners Protection Act. That's where we got the Hughes Amendment in 1986. Hughes Amendment took a lower receiver, which was about $725, and made it a $15,000 lower receiver. Because now in the United States, they're trying to get rid of all automatic weapons owned by civilians, even though none of them have ever been used in a crime, not once. Not ever. In fact, the one time that anybody actually used a legally owned fully automatic weapon was a police officer. So we're looking to see what we get out of this. It's about to be a very heady time for us as gun owners. Now, he just retired. Thomas Sowell is writing no more. But on his way out the door, right before I went on break, he put something out that I missed. And we're going to talk about this. This is the, the fictitious image of gun owners. We'll be...
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridal leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
To you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, and I mean, they were not happy with it just being like a paddle or a belt or anything else. So, I mean, the holsters themselves can be put together all number of ways. Some, in some cases, thousands. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Progressives, imagine that you, the law-abiding public, that you have no idea how to use a gun responsibly. They also imagine in their progressive minds that criminals one day will start following the rules. Sometimes somebody will inadvertently perform a public service by bringing an unbelievably stupid and dangerous idea to the surface where it can be exposed for what it truly is. So to this end, let's credit the New York Times for this, if that's actually the word. While performing this public service in a recent editorial about proposals to allow law-abiding citizens to carry concealed guns, they refer to what they call the NRA's fantasy that citizens can stand up to gunmen by shooting it out. Now, nobody has ever suggested any such thing. Data collected over many years, but almost never seen the light of day at the New York Times or the rest of the legacy mainstream media complex, show many thousands of examples of people defending themselves with a gun every day without having to pull the trigger. Someone comes at you with a knife and you pull out a gun, chances are 99% of the time they're going to stop. I pointed a gun at a human being twice as a civilian and never fired either time. I just pointed a gun at them, and then without me suggesting to them that they run, they ran. Actually having to shoot someone is the exception, not the rule. Yeah, the New York Times conjures up a vision of something like the gunfight at the OK Corral, which would be disastrous because they missed so many times at the OK Corral. Concealed guns protect not only those who carry them, but also those who do not. The specter of not knowing who is the carrier is the thing. Now, if concealed guns were to become widespread, then a mugger or a carjacker, they have no way of knowing who has one and who does not. That makes being a mugger or a carjacker a less safe occupation. Gun control laws are in effect occupational safety laws, OSHA for burglars and muggers and carjackers and others. The fatal fallacy, of gun control laws in general is the assumption that such laws actually work. Because the criminals are criminals, they're simply criminals by not obeying any other laws up to that point. Why would they be stopped by a gun control law? What these laws actually do is increase the number of disarmed and defenseless people out there. And what puts a stop to mass shootings, for example? Usually the arrival on the scene of somebody else with a gun. Mass shootings are often used as examples of a need for gun control, but what puts a stop to mass shootings? Mass shooters are often portrayed as irrational people engaged in senseless acts, but mass shooters are usually rational enough to attack churches and schools and other places where there's far less of a likelihood of someone being on the scene who is armed. Seldom do we hear about these irrational shooters engaging in senseless attacks on meetings of the NRA or a local gun show or a National Guard armory or any of the ranges I go shoot at? The fallacy of believing that the way to reduce shootings is to disarm peaceful people extends from domestic gun control laws to international disarmament agreements. If disarmament agreements reduced the dangers of war, there would never have been a World War II. The decades leading up to that war were filled with international disarmament agreements. As a matter of fact, it was so bad and pervasive that we had to fly in a bunch of guns into Great Britain. As with domestic gun control laws, the agreements were followed by peaceful countries and ignored by the belligerent countries that built up huge war machines, like Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan. Then the belligerent countries, at that point, had every incentive to start a war because everybody else had drastically curtailed their military services. Eventually, the Western democracies got their act together, turned things around after they belatedly beefed up their military forces, but thousands of lives, millions, were lost needlessly before that happened. World War II was in its third year before Western forces won a single battle. Now, despite history, same kind of thinking that had cheered international disarmament treaties in the 20s and the 30s, once again cheered Soviet-American disarmament agreements during the Cold War. Conversely, there was hysteria when President Ronald Reagan began to build up American military forces in the 1980s. We heard these cries from around the world that he was leading us toward nuclear war, and in reality, he ended the Cold War without a shot being fired at or by the Soviet Union. But who reads that junk nowadays anyway, right? Or checks facts before leading the charge to keep law-abiding people disarmed? Fact of the matter is this. There is a body of evidence out there today, which a lot of people ignore. There's somewhere north of between 15 and 16 million people that have permits that we know about. 12 states with constitutional carries, they call it. Millions of people carrying guns every day. Nobody shooting anybody that doesn't have to be shot without, you know, first being warned. Between 2 and 6,000 offensive gun uses a day. A day. That's more than people, I mean, 3,500 people die a day due to heart attacks, for example. So self-defense outpaces the leading cause of death in the United States, which is heart disease. When we get back, there's another argument to be made for national recognition of your right to carry in every state in the union. One that I did not know about, but I found out about, so we're going to bring it up right now. And it is viable. It is a precedent-setting kind of thing. We'll be right back. You are listening to Lock and Load.
You call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, all that other kind of stuff. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. There is some confusion whether the Constitution requires states to recognize each other's firearms permits. Not with me, of course, but with other people. Now, it is likely that with Trump's victory, coupled with the Republican majority in Congress, this may bear fruit for those of us that are gun owners. 18 days from now, the president-elect will become the president, and he will take office. And reports are already circulating about legislation drafted by Representative Richard Hudson from North Carolina to require national reciprocity for concealed carry permit holders, an idea that Trump endorsed on the campaign trail. Bill would pave the way for concealed carriers licensed in one state to have their licenses recognized by other states that allow concealed carry. There's some things that go along with that, some caveats that we need to see. But, you know, continuing on. This would pave the way for people that are licensed in their home state to carry into other states that allow concealed carry, which every state allows concealed carry. It's just getting that permit that may be tricky in some places. Now, the Constitution may actually already require national reciprocity for the more basic right to keep a gun in the home, not because of the Second Amendment, but because of the constitutional right to travel. You see, more than 40 years ago in Shapiro versus Thompson, the Supreme Court struck down requirements that new entrants to a state establish residency for at least a year before being allowed to obtain certain welfare benefits, citing the fundamental right to travel within the country. So in other words, states may not condition the right to move from state to state on the temporary surrender of certain benefits. In today's economy, it's not unusual for citizens to live in multiple states over the course of their working lives. And states often have different requirements that citizens must meet to exercise the right to keep a firearm in their home for self-defense. Some jurisdictions require them to obtain permits, which often can't be obtained until after they have become residents. In New York City, a pistol permit application must be submitted in person. So for citizens who become gun owners in one state but decide to move to another, the lack of reciprocity means that they must temporarily give up their ability to exercise their right to keep and bear arms in order to exercise their right to travel among the states. Now, as such, viewing the court's recognition of an individual right to keep and bear arms in the home in D.C. versus Heller, together with the recognition of a right to travel free of undue burdens, this raises an interesting question. Can states condition the exercise of the right protected in Shapiro on the temporary surrender of the right protected in Heller? Now, at first glance, you would say no. And if that is the answer, then citizens should no longer have to sacrifice the security of their households in order to take a job in another state. I am not personally aware of any basis in the Constitution for the claim that a state such as New York, for example, can suspend the gun rights a citizen enjoyed in Illinois, even temporarily, simply because he or she has chosen to work or enjoy a vacation home in the former. Now, it is true that Scalia's opinion in Heller leaves room for states to reasonably regulate the rights protected by the Second Amendment, but that analysis is different when it comes to the technically unrelated right to travel. And so the fact that a state's regulations may not violate the Second Amendment doesn't mean they don't place an undue burden on the right to travel. And that's where the problem comes in. It could certainly be claimed that the argument advanced here is distinguishable from those that went before the court in Shapiro, insofar as states have a stronger interest in minimizing gun violence within their borders than they do in saving money and welfare. However, those concerns would have to be viewed in light of the fact that, unlike the entitlement to welfare at issue in Shapiro, here we would be talking about the effective suspension of a constitutional right. So if a state may not require you to temporarily give up the ability to enjoy welfare benefits to become a resident, it hardly seems constitutionally permissible for a state to require the temporary surrender of your legally owned firearm or firearms to become a resident. So, in other words, it may be actually that the constitutional right to travel requires national reciprocity when it comes to your right to keep a gun in your home for self-defense. As such, if we were to take this and use this as part of the effort to achieve national reciprocity and or recognition, that ought to be adjusted to remedy what is potentially an ongoing violation of the constitutional rights of many citizens who, like many of you, become gun owners in one state, and then you had to give up your firearm to move into another. It is not impossible to own guns in some of these northeastern states. It is very difficult, though. It is not the easiest thing out there to do, by far. In some cases, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars per permit, per state. That is what is at issue. I do not see how that is not infringing. And if this whole thing with the welfare case is actually valid, then there's a whole lot of questions that have to be answered about this. And, you know, the problem here that I find is that a lot of these, you know, all of this states' rights nonsense, if you will, if I may be so bold as to say it, in order to get out there and say, well, we're, you know, we're safeguarding our citizens. Really? Safeguarding your citizens, you say? You're going to have to explain that to me how it works, because I don't get it. I am not getting it. That part is, well, it just doesn't seem like it's happening. Because wherever we're seeing the safeguarding of citizens, like say in Chicago, where what do they have, 762, 752, 42? I can't remember. A lot of people died this year in Chicago. A lot of homicides. So all of that stuff notwithstanding, they still got problems. They have still got problems. And they're not likely to go away anytime soon either. So when we get back, we're going to talk about the Betsy riot and about their little Christmas card campaign they had going on. That sort of backfired. I'll tell you why that has sort of backfired. It's very interesting. It's very entertaining. And at the same time, it's very valid. And also, when we get back, we're going to talk about what you can do if you want to be involved in the national recognition that I and Arbalest Quarrel and Emma Land are trying to push, trying to put together just enough people to make it happen. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lock and Load.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, protecting you after you protect yourself. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed, indeed. Check them out. I mean, the warranty alone is worth the price of admission. Tacticalholsters.com. Guilt is a thing they like to do. They love to guilt us, these gun-grabbing idiots, don't they? And when all fails, they'll try to advance their agenda through that old-fashioned guilt-tripping and at the same time maybe including some scare tactics. And it isn't always the innocent, conscientious, law-abiding citizens that they target in their assault. Just in time for Christmas, we saw the Betsy Riot, a group which describes itself as a decentralized movement that nonviolently opposes gun culture. They sent out some gruesome Christmas cards displaying graphic photos of victims who were shot in the face, in some cases by their own hand. Front of the card recounts Psalms 11:5, the Lord tests the righteous and the wicked, and the one who loves violence his soul hates. It also includes the following inscription. The NRA gives the gift of non-fatal gunshot wounds like these to 100,000 Americans per year. Your continued support of guns everywhere legislation is directly responsible for this health epidemic. In your heart, do you honestly believe this is what Jesus wants? Shame on you for dishonoring Jesus Christ with your support for gun-pushing legislation. Prior to that, they released a video stating that they located the residences of 768 gun-licking legislators, congressional, I can't say the word, and industry death eaters and sent them holiday greetings. That video was actually removed from YouTube for its graphic content, if you can believe that. While it attempts, this card they sent, while it attempted to tear the heartstrings of Christians, the effect it got was quite the opposite. Law-abiding gun owners keep guns for different reasons, some for sport, others for protection. To be told that owning a gun equates to loving violence is insulting to every gun owner out there. A lot of us abhor violence. As a matter of fact, the only reason we keep guns, the only reason I keep guns is because I don't want any violence on me. So I have one most of the time, all the time, to keep that from happening. Any true Christian can easily discern when the Bible is being manipulated to push an agenda, and this example does not require a whole lot of discernment. For those who aren't even religious, the self-righteous, what would Jesus do message of the inscription is a complete turnoff, especially when the same group uses the words that I can't use on the air. Then there's the images of these poor souls that got shot in the face in a couple of instances. And that's an automatic turnoff to anyone who received this card or saw photos of it. People don't want to see this kind of nonsense at Christmas time. Groups who help wounded veterans don't send pictures of the injuries they bring back on their cards. They show the veterans in the healing process. Pro-life Christmas cards wouldn't depict aborted babies. They would depict newborns whose mothers chose life. There's a place for violent protest images in any movement, and Christmas cards is not one of them. Now, in the end, this card was nothing more than a thinly veiled threat to its recipients and gun owners as a whole. Here you have a psychotic organization like the Betsy Riot, and they know your home address. Let me say that again. They know your home address. Now, anybody that's out there claiming, I don't know exactly what they claim. How do you get out there pushing violence to try to prevent violence? I have been the object before of some of these gun-grabbing psychopaths. And let me tell you, knowing that they know where you live is very unnerving. By the same token, it has to be somewhat unnerving for them to understand that, you know, what they're advocating doing to me used to be a day's training. What they're advocating doing to me, they don't know how to do. And I do. What they're advocating doing to me is illegal, and everything that I do to keep myself safe is legal. So, that's quite, you know, it has its little novel, entertaining message involved in it. But knowing where you live, for those of you that are uninitiated in threats, when somebody threatens you, not knowing where they are is very, it provokes fear in any recipient. And the macabre images in the card send a clear message to gun owners. You might just be the next to receive gunshots to the head. That alone is enough to justify any of us owning a gun for self-defense. That enough. Nothing else. Now, as you can tell by some of the stuff I've been throwing out there tonight, we are taking a very hard look at what is going to be the best way to get out there and have national recognition of your right to carry a gun if you're permitted. That's starting point one. If you're permitted, right? Now, the end-all be-all should be permitless carry. Don't get all up in arms in that because, you know, that's what was meant to be done a long time ago. And it doesn't matter how long ago that it was. It's not some novel approach. It's happening state in 12 states every day, and nothing's happening in those states. So getting out there and saying, well, this is a little outrageous. No, that doesn't work. What we're looking for is some proposition that resonates to the idea that your right to self-defense should not end at some imaginary line on a map. There should be nothing. You should not be able, if we were traveling like into Mexico, that's one thing. Mexico's a different country. But in our country, this patchwork of laws that we have to deal with is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I've got more requirements in order for me to carry a gun than I do to drive a car. Yet I can drive a car in any state. And it's not even a right. They're saying, well, of course, you might be bringing some economic impact. So, of course, we want you to come into my state. Well, I'd like to be able to, be safe while I'm in your state bringing the economic impact. That's what I'd like to do. My goal is to go meet Steve D'Angeli in Manhattan carrying a gun. That's my goal. That's my goal. And I'm going to do everything I can to see that. So if you want to help me do this, if you want to be part of it, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I will be sending that forward too. I've been getting a lot of your emails along the way as we've been going along. Haven't gotten any lately because I haven't done a show since the 22nd of December. But I'm back. You want to be involved in this. If you want your name added to this growing list, and there's hundreds of you that have already done it, email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, and I will forward that. And we're looking at bills right now. We're looking at what makes the most sense. We do not want a federal firearms permit. We don't want the feds involved in this at all. We just want that which the founders thought we should have. Period. And we keep coming up with all of these precedents and everything else and seeing all these things. And, that's what we're pushing for. And if you want to be involved in that, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Email me. I will forward that. And we're working on it right now as we speak. Hour number three is coming up. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.